Chapter 12. A few hours later, I'd cleaned out the last of the small pockets of giant sentry ants and was planning my next phase. There were three larger pockets of ants spread out in a triangular formation around the central body. I had yet to get close enough to actually see what that mass of ants looked like, and while I was hoping it was just a bunch of ants chilling on the dirt, I was worried it was just the entrance to the colony, and I'd have to go deep within it to find the boss. Still, that was a ways away anyway. So I turned my attention to what I had going for me. I'd managed to reach level 8, and I'd learned that I had a hard and fast limit to how many ants I could create. That limit was double my current level, so I had 16 ants with me. I'd also learned that I could store ants for later in something called auric limbo, but since they were all the same kind, I hadn't bothered to create more. I had named my ants according to how I'd created them, so they were 1 through 16, respectively, though I still had a soft spot for 1 and 2, both of whom had made it to level 3. Unfortunately, while 3 through 12 were all level 2, 13 through 16 were all level 1, and barely at that, since I'd summoned them as I'd leveled up. Auric extraction was now level 5, and I'd used the remaining skill points to increase aura infusion to level 3. Most of my points were still in intelligence, so I had quite a bit of aura at my disposal, though I had put quite a few points into fortitude as well, which was probably why I no longer felt hungry or thirsty at all. I'd also managed to increase my proficiency with my primitive sling to 2, and though I'd only done one battle with it at that level, I was pleased to find that I could nearly one-shot a giant sentry ant now as long as I hit it in the head. A critical shot to the eye would kill it outright. My hand weapon skill had also increased to 2. And was very nearly 3, but the limiting factor there was definitely the weapon. While I felt a bit better with the mandibles, they weren't the best daggers in the world. Still, they would have to do. As I crept forward toward the first of the three sides of the ant angle, I realized I was staring at a group of 6 ants. There were 4 giant sentry ants and 2 more ants I'd never seen before, identified as giant soldier ants. At the size of a small pony, they were quite a bit bigger than the sentries, who were about Doberman size. Worse, their mandibles were significantly longer and more jagged looking. Something told me that if one of them got those mandibles around me, I'd be in a world of pain. The 2 giant soldier ants stood in the center with the 4 sentries arrayed around them. Their antennae twitched as they surveyed the area, and I wondered if these would actually be able to see me before I attacked them. The others hadn't been able to spot me until I was right on top of them. I'd tested it. But from the way the sentries scanned the area, I was betting they had a much bigger cone of vision. Thankfully, it wasn't enough to see me or my army from where I lay behind a tiny outcropping of earth. I took a deep breath as I glanced back at my ants and tried to decide what to do. I knew I wouldn't be able to outrun the sentries at my current level, so I doubted I'd be able to kite the soldiers around either. That meant I had 2 options: try to dispose of the sentries first and then deal with the soldiers, or go the other way. Ignore the sentries and take on the soldiers. Then again, I had 16 ants, and I was pretty sure that both 1 and 2 could probably take on a sentry ant themselves. That left 2 more to deal with. If I paired 3 and 4 with 9 and 10 respectively, they could probably deal with the rest of the sentries no problem. I'd keep 5 and 6 to help 1 and 2 with that sortie and assist where needed. That left me 7, 8, and 11 through 16 to deal with the soldiers, So I just divided the groups in half according to level and instructed them to attack the soldiers while I hit them with rocks. It wasn't the best plan, and part of me wanted to make 1 and 2 tank the soldiers to conserve aura, but it would be better to finish off the sentries quicker and then put all my damage dealers on the soldiers. My aura would just have to hold until then. Besides, I had my sling, and I was getting pretty good at it. I picked up my biggest rock and readied it. As soon as I attack, charge. I told my ants, who responded by twitching their antennae just how they had before. Satisfied, I turned my attention back to the soldiers, which was when I realized that it would be hard to hit one in the head or eye from where I was standing. But if I hit the lead sentry ant, I'd clear a path that would let me get the left or right one. That was the sentry I'd assigned to 1, so I turned toward him and smiled brightly. Change of plans. After I take down the lead sentry, get the right soldier, I'll hit the left. His antennae twitched in response, so I just nodded and turned to my task. I summoned up my aura into the rock until it was practically blazing with all its level 3 glory. Then, I let the little blue meteor fly. It smashed into the sentry, and with enough force to punch through its eye and crack the other side of its skull, which, unsurprisingly, dropped the creature like a bad fucking habit. My ants charged our adversaries as it collapsed to the dirt, which gave our enemies something to focus on, namely us. I didn't waste any time, though. I sent another charged rock at the left soldier. Unfortunately, even though I hit him square in the center of the heads, it didn't seem to matter. The creature just turned its head toward me, gnashed its mandibles, and charged at me in a burst of speed that threw a dust cloud into the air. Fuck, I muttered as I launched a second rock that just bounced harmlessly off the creature. Then it was on me, and I had no more time to think. I let my mandibles materialize in my hands and then lashed out at the charging soldier. It tried to both slam into me and bite me at the same time, but I'd done this dance a couple of times with the sentries, so I stepped to the side and whirled like a bullfighter as it came in. The soldier's mandible snapped shut around empty as I drove the mandible in my left hand into its eye. There was a flurry of sparks as my mandible snapped in half like a piece of kindling. Still, my attack seemed to have enraged the beast, because it whipped its head sideways like it was trying to get away from my attack and bite me at the same time. So I decided to help it by smacking it on the top of the head with my now empty, aura-infused fist. The blow drove the ant into the ground, and as its mandibles pierced the earth, I leapt on top of it. Unfortunately, the creature seemed more than able to support my weight because it barely moved as I landed on its neck. Then it started to buck like a bronco, so I cinched my legs around its neck and grabbed onto its antenna with my left hand. Pain shot through me as the razor-sharp edge of its antenna cut into my hand, but I pushed it down and focused on driving the mandible in my right hand into its injured eye. It took 4 attempts and 3 more mandibles from storage to get the damn thing to go into the eye, and when it did, the ant screamed in pain. I barely heard it, though, because I was too busy using all my aura-boosted strength to hammer it into the creature's eye socket. That was when it finally managed to buck me off. I hit the ground hard on my shoulder. But as I tried to roll to my feet, the ant barreled into me and knocked me flat on my back as I tried to twist away from it. I came down hard on my shoulder blades, and as breath whooshed out of me, the ant darted in, mandibles thrashing the air. Fuck, I muttered, and as I tried to use my aura to help me move out of the way faster, I realized I had no more left. That wasn't good. And this fucking ant wasn't helping things. So I did the only thing I could do. I kicked the creature square in the face. The force of the impact rang down my leg as the heel of my foot smashed into its open jaws. It must not have been expecting that, because the blow seemed to stun the ant long enough for me to get out of the way. I threw myself to the side right as it tried to take a bite out of me, and as it tore into the earth where I'd been only a moment before, I kicked it again, only this time my heel smashed into the mandible I'd driven into its eyes. Then, because it felt so good, I did it until the message flashed across my vision. You have killed creature, giant soldier ant. Not bothering to check the messages that I'd ignored while I tangled with the GSA, I leapt to my feet and spun to check on my ant buddies. What I saw wasn't good. Almost all my ants were gone, save 2, 3, and 1. And the sight of 3 clenched in the jaws of the bleeding giant soldier ant down there sent me into a rage. Even if they would regenerate, seeing them get hurt pissed me off. With a roar, I spun on my heel and used auric extraction on the fallen soldier. And as my aura refilled, a familiar message greeted me. Pattern. Giant soldier ant has been learned. Would you like to create a giant soldier ant? Yes, I growled. Almost immediately, a green giant soldier ant appeared in front of me, and I wasted no time sending it into battle. Kill it! I cried as my remaining aura began to drop like an anvil as it tried to heal the damage being done to 3. My soldier tore forward in a flash and smashed into the enemy with all the force of a greyhound bus smashing into a cement truck. And with that, I had no more aura, which wasn't too bad, because my new soldier immediately got the attention of the enemy soldier. It flung 3 to the side and leapt at my guy, who I decided I was going to name Kurt after Kurt Russell from that soldier movie I'd seen when I was 6. Unfortunately, even though Kurt was a first, he was still weaker than the original, which meant I didn't have a lot of time before he went down, even with 1, 2, and 3 fighting the GSA. I beat feet down the hill and used auric extraction on the dead sentries, but because of all the damage my summons were taking, I barely got enough aura to summon another giant soldier ant. I named him Todd, because that was the character Kurt Russell played in the aforementioned movie and sent him after the stupid GSA, still trying to eat my friends. Todd wasted no time in sinking his mandibles into the soldier's flank, and as it tried to turn him to drive him off, Kurt bit into the enemy's front leg and tore it clean off. As it crashed to the dirt hard, my ants swarmed over him, and a moment later I got the message I'd been waiting for, which was quickly followed by another welcome message. Your summoned creatures have killed creature, giant soldier ant. You have leveled up. You gain 3 stat points and 1 skill point to distribute.
Yes!
I cried as I made a fist. I quickly distributed my stat points, putting another 2 into intelligence and then put the last 2 into agility, because apparently running out of aura could definitely be a thing. Then I used my skill point to raise aura infusion to level 4. Satisfied, I turned toward the corpse of the giant soldier ant and felt my heart sink a bit. This one pack had wiped out almost all my ants on its own because the soldiers were quite a bit stronger than the sentries had been. Hell, even my level 3 sentries were almost no match for one normal soldier. So it was with a heavy heart that after I used auric extraction on the corpse of the soldier and set my ants to begin harvesting the corpse, I decided to retire all but 1 and 2, because a quick glance at the stat sheet of Todd confirmed what I'd thought. He was stronger than the others. Sure, the sentry seemed to have better all-around abilities than the soldier did, but the soldier's attack and defense were almost double that of the sentry's. And even though the sentries were way better at harvesting, the soldier's power was more or less what I needed now. "Sorry, guys," I said as I picked up the mandibles I'd had my ants pull off the soldier. "But it's time for an upgrade.